Now, the rest of the story. I'm going to be careful here to mention no names because I want nothing to prejudice what you're about to hear, and it's good to remain as objective as possible in an election year. But this must be said. I think you've been getting it wrong if you've assumed that it was the intemperate decision of just one young man. You have assumed wrong. It was the boy's mother. It was his mother who wanted to keep him out of the war at all costs. He, her son, the boy, himself, he wanted to serve. But this is the rest of the story. Back then it was called a rich man's war, a poor man's fight, remember? Well, that put one father on the spot right away, because this one father was anything but a poor man. He was an executive, in fact, part of a power structure. He was part of the system, but Dad was facing an even greater dilemma. He had family problems. His son was saying, I know it's an unpopular war. I know a lot of boys are coming home in boxes, but I want to serve my country. The boy's mother was saying, I am not going to lose you if I can help it. You finish college, and then we'll talk. Now, if there is one thing the youth of the turbulent 60s had in common, it was a desire to attend college, and not just for draft deferment purposes. Colleges were crucibles in which young people mixed new and sometimes revolutionary ideas. Well, this young man really did want to go to law school, but his academic ability posed a problem. In fact, he failed 15 of the 16 subjects in the school's entrance examination. If he were going to go to law school, it seemed that he would have to talk his way in. Well, he did get in. And his anxious mother counted the moments, hoping that somehow the war would end before her son graduated, but it did not. The war was still on when the young man came home, and then friends of the family and finally other members of the community began to talk. Their sons were in the front lines. Some were dying there. When was the young would-be attorney going to do his part? Well, it was then that his father, responding to pressure from his frantic wife, did something you're technically not supposed to do. He pulled political strings. He wrote to a high-ranking officer in the Army. He appealed to him as a friend. The father wrote that his son was eager to serve his country, but he asked if there were some way, any way, that he could be spared service on the battlefield. The friendly officer wrote back that it would be no problem. The boy could wear a uniform and, in effect, play soldier without ever shooting or getting shot at, without ever once going near the war. And that was that. The young fellow was given a cush job. 7 weeks later, the war was over. To paraphrase the immortal movie line, when you think of this, posterity and you will please be kind. The young man's parents meant no harm. They simply wanted to spare their son, even if it meant pulling a string which, considering Dad's position, might as well have been a steel chain. You see, the boy was Robert Todd, and his mother was Mary, and his father, who ever so gingerly leaned on General Ulysses Grant, his father was the godfather of the uncivil war, President Abraham Lincoln. And now you know the rest of the story.